Meanwhile, the irate guest, who sat to my left, was so overwrought he repeatedly slammed his fist on the table between us, causing the fine crystal and china to clatter on the table, dangerously close to shattering. I racked my brain for anything I could do to end his tirade. Finally, in desperation, I was reaching for my water glass with plans to accidentally knock it over and draw attention away from the misbehaving guest when I caught General Powell's eye. With a grin and a slight shake of his head, like a baseball catcher signaling to the pitcher, the general gave me a subtle and understood only by me message. Stand down, Mama Lion. Sheathe your claws. I've got this. Sure enough, the general smoothly took command of the conversation and with well-placed humor redirected it, which no other guest had seemed capable of doing. Ever in command, ever the diplomat, the general turned the tenor of the luncheon around, and the fiery orator seated to my left was saved from having ice water spilled in his lap, though it surely would have cooled his rhetoric.